Welcome back to another episode of the GAI Podcast. This is Günther, and for this episode, we are going, well, old school, you could almost say. We are sitting at the GAI house in the Damen Salon, face-to-face, recording this episode. Now, up front, of course, we observed social distancing rules and we wore our masks, which explains some of the muffled voices you will hear in this recording. Nonetheless, to be honest, it was great to actually sit face to face recording this episode. Enjoy. This is the podcast of the Germanic American Institute.
Welcome.
We're Germanic-speaking European countries.
Germany.
Deutschland.
Austria.
Österreich.
Switzerland.
Schweiz. Blend with the Midwestern United States.
Hallo.
Servus.
Grüezi.
We are here and there, and we invite you to come along on the journey. Boy, how things have changed, haven't they? Usually we do our podcasts lately via Zoom. We look at each other across the monitors, but we decided to actually bring it back and give you a little bit of the GAI house flair. As always, I'm not alone. This time I have different voices on the cast, though, so please do welcome Gina Anderson, the Executive Director of the GAI. Gina, how are you?
Coming off a three-day weekend, so I'm doing really well.
And a voice that is brand new to you, even though you've heard her name drop more than once in previous podcasts, Erin Hart, our Director of Communications. Welcome to the first one.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
We have a lot to cover, particularly as it relates to the upcoming Oktoberfest Light. This is, I think, the core topic of today. Now, to begin with, the granddaddy of Oktoberfest, the Munich Oktoberfest, was canceled quite a while ago. I think about 6-7 months ago, roughly, in that neighborhood, that they decided they're not putting it on. So, of course, we are all dealing with the same limitations, and also the St. Paul Oktoberfest at the Schmidt Brewery fell victim to the pandemic, but we are not quite done. So this year we're going a little bit different. We're bringing it closer to home. We're bringing it to the GAI grounds. Gina, what is this actually going to look like?
Well, I can say since I've been executive director, there's always been questions about should we have an Oktoberfest here at the GAI, because we have this incredibly beautiful lawn. This setting right along Summit Avenue is just idyllic in so many ways. When we took over the St. Paul Oktoberfest about 4 years ago, the Kaiser, for those of you who remember the Kaiser, Bruce Larson, a great philanthropist in the Twin Cities, and he had started this event decades ago as a fundraiser for a Catholic school. And he bequeathed this event to us and kind of just said, go with it and run with it and make it as big and wonderful and grandiose as you can. And so that's when we made the decision that if we were going to produce it, we're going to take it to the Schmidt Brewery, which was just a great location. I mean, it's so much history and German character. And so we produced it there for the past 3 years. But there was always this question of what would it be like to have an event here, an Oktoberfest, on our grounds, because we have the beer garden tables here and we have a portable bar and things we can do and set up to make it work really well. So as we knew that we were not going to be able to have an event that welcomed 20 to 30,000 people from multitude of states, but we thought, well, maybe this is the year we try to do something just on a very much smaller, more intimate scale. And so as we began to pull it together, we knew we had to keep it first and foremost very safe. And so with that concept of you get a reserved table, you're buying a ticket, which gets you your table, which is clean and sanitized and, you know, socially distanced, or rather I should say physically distanced as much as possible. And we're not producing any food here on site, but we have this concept of a kit where people can pre-order an Oktoberfest kit, and then it is brought to your table for you to enjoy with the guests at your table. So it's been a fun challenge to try to produce an Oktoberfest in a physically distanced manner. And but I think we put together a model that's really exciting for people that just, I want to be outside. I want to be able to be with my bubble of my family or those close friends that you've included in your bubble and to enjoy this last warm weather before the change.
Yeah, the day of this recording, yes. It's 48 degrees. We cannot speak of warm weather. We'll plug it several times throughout this recording. How do we actually get a table? How do you reserve one? Erin, do you have that?
Yes. So, first of all, I have to excuse myself because this is my first time recording anything or doing a speaking event with a face mask on.
Yeah, yes.
So we're all sitting here in our beautiful masks today. So to get to the point, though, we have tickets available on our website, which is gai-mn.org/Oktoberfestlight. And you can, from the website, click either the Kaiser's Beer Garden to register your ticket for that, or you can click on the take-home kits, and that will register you for those tickets.
The take-home kits are... We introduced that idea with Deutsche Tage, where people could actually buy a kit and then drive by, pick it up, and essentially experience Deutsche Tage in a do-go package, more or less. I'm guessing this is a similar way of participating with the Oktoberfest for this year.
Yes, absolutely. And those will be available on Saturday, the 19th. So that's the day before the Kaiser Beer Garden event. So you could actually participate in both if you want to for 2 days. What's exciting about the kits is we have an adult kit. So this is different than Deutsche Tage. And then we also have a kid kit or a kinder kit, which includes a children's face mask. And those are kind of hard to come by. As a parent, I can tell you it's fine. Hard to find masks that will fit little faces and include the snacks, Apfelschorle, the apple juice soda, some Play-Doh, and a sweet treat. So you can also have your kids entertained at home for at least an hour or two.
The idea of a kinder kit is absolutely genius. What's in the adult kit?
Oh, yeah, that's even more important. So the adult kit has 3 bottles of authentic Paulaner Oktoberfest beer, a small bottle of Jägermeister with the shot glass, and an Aki's Breadhouse pretzel, German coleslaw and potato salad, some Landjäger meat, Bavarian nuts, and a sweet treat.
And you just come on by on Saturday, you pick it up, and then just go home, eat it at home, or find yourself a nice park bench anywhere and just really experience what is in the kit.
Right. And for those of you celebrating at home, we are doing our first ever virtual trivia. So, and this was on our communications team, my colleagues Krista and Bettina and some of our other staff are working very hard on questions about Oktoberfest knowledge, history, future. We have some really good questions prepared. And if you participate on our Facebook page, you can win an Oktoberfest take-home kit as a prize.
Awesome. And we'll also live stream some of the Oktoberfest lights, correct, to some degree?
Yes. So on Sunday, we will be live streaming the Chmielewski Funtime Band. So they'll be playing at the Beer Garden. And so we have a live streamed concert at 4 o'clock p.m. Sunday on our YouTube page.
Gina, is this particularly challenging to put it on this way as opposed to the Schmidt Brewery? Is it just really a lighter version to also put on? Or what are the discrepancies and challenges that you've experienced so far with it?
Well, I think we just had to let go of the idea that we would be able to recreate what happened at Schmidt Brewery just on a smaller scale here. So, but then that also opened up this new create the questions of, well, what can we do different? What's different that we couldn't do before? And as I just mentioned, this very intimate setting with the trees and the lawn, and just to take advantage of everything that we have to offer here at our beautiful historic site for the Kaiser's Beer Garden. And the kits have actually been really fun to pull together, to brainstorm about how do we create a product that is culturally authentic, that we know people will want and enjoy. And I am really excited. Erin mentioned the items that we have in there, but The Landjäger that we have, they are the closest thing to a from Germany, fresh off the boat Landjäger you will find. And we were working with, for example, Stiegelmeyer's in Chicago to bring those. And we had a few of them available at Deutsche Tage, and everybody asked, where can I get those? Because they're really amazing. The potato salad and the coleslaw that we're featuring, you know, they're made by our GAI, the Deutsche Damen. So this is the real deal, the coleslaw and the potato salad that people love that we've had before, for example, at Deutsche Tage, we're bringing that back. So because we don't have to cook it on such a huge scale, we can be more creative with our menu and with our items. And I just think people will be delighted when they pick up their kits and open them up and just start to unpack all the wonderful goodies that are in there. Not to mention the beer, of course, but
right.
Let's not forget that.
Are those the same Deutsche Damen who are responsible for all kinds of sweets and strudels and so forth?
Yes. Oh, they're legendary here in the Twin Cities now.
That I would say is true. So yes. If you have ever had the opportunity to stop by for Café and Kuchen or for any other events where we served pastries German style, and the potato salad is any form of indication as to what's to come here, then, yeah, you're missing out if you're not in. I think the elephant, so to speak, in any nonprofit organization is really the limited opportunity right now to actually put on events that are essentially fundraisers that help nonprofit organizations to sustain their operations throughout the calendar year. With the St. Paul Oktoberfest, of course, having fallen victim to the pandemic, this puts us perhaps in a more challenging situation by going in a smaller scale, in a little more boutique scale. But I do believe we also have quite a good number of dedicated supporters. And can we say, I would say in fairness, that even the boutique event is a pretty significant fundraiser for us?
Absolutely. Normally, St. Paul Oktoberfest is a fundraiser which funds our cultural programming budget for the entire fiscal year. So the proceeds we make off of that event allow us to do the incredible variety of programming that we do, from book readings to documentary screenings to bringing exhibits to the house. All of that is funded in large part due to the proceeds that we make off of St. Paul Oktoberfest. So the loss of income completely from that event would have just devastated our budget for doing cultural programs. So we knew we had to figure out a way to reclaim at least some of that. And so we've set some pretty good stretch goals about as far as how many kits we want to sell and being able to, we're going to have two seatings for the beer garden, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, in order to maximize the number of people that can come and enjoy Oktoberfest, but again, keeping it in a safe manner. So it's absolutely, my tagline these days has been to people say, drink a liter of beer and help the GAI. It's a win-win situation. So
right. Just don't drive afterwards.
No. I would also add, if beer is not your thing, we do have wine options and non-alcoholic options too.
In order to put on the events in years past, of course, we have drawn from an incredible amount of supporters in terms of volunteers who dedicated their time to make the St. Paul Oktoberfest experience the best possible experience. What does it look like in terms of volunteers for this year?
We do still have volunteer opportunities. We used volunteers for packing the kits at Deutsche Tage, and it worked out really well. We were able to space our volunteers throughout the house and give them very specific jobs, and with packing up the boxes and getting things organized. And we're looking for volunteers again. So our board has been great about volunteering. We have some of the people who've been volunteering for St. Paul Oktoberfest in years past have been expressed an interest, but we could use more help. So if people are interested, there's a link on our website under the Support Us section, and drop us a note.
Aaron, from your perspective, being the first time in with an Oktoberfest in very limited fashion, what do you expect there to happen? What do you expect to take place?
Yeah, I'm really excited for... you know, we've had such a distanced spring and distanced summer. And I think, you know, one really special thing about the GAI, what sort of drew me here as just a person off the street 3 years ago to come to the house for a holiday event, is this role that we play in bringing people together and still having this this community and this love of Germany and the German language and German culture. So I'm just really excited for the sort of spirit of the day. I came to Deutsche Tage to pick up a kit with my daughter. And, you know, there was music playing and people were still wearing masks and distanced. But to just be able to have those conversations that we don't get to have, obviously to have goodies that we take home, but to sort of celebrate, you know, one of these very special days where we were talking earlier and said, well, on Oktoberfest, everyone's German. So having that day together, whether you're taking a kit home or coming to the house on Sunday, I think it'll just be a really nice way to celebrate the fall and sort of how far we've made it midway into a pandemic.
Unprecedented times for sure. So for those who are chomping at the bits right now to get the remaining tickets for a seating, obviously the tickets are available on our websites. What type of entertainment are we actually offering? Obviously, dancing is probably going to be out of the question for this year, but we will not let you down with entertainment. So there is something we offer. What is this going to be?
Right. So I did mention the band earlier, and I'm really excited to hear them. So the Tomaleski Band, they're a local and international polka band, and I'm sure many of you listening to the podcast have probably heard of them already, but they have been making music together for over 137 years. So this has been a family of musicians, originally from Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota. And Florian Chmielewski and his family, they have made over 40 albums. They have appeared on countless TV and radio programs, and they continue to do a full schedule of concerts. So it's pretty amazing. I was watching videos of them when I was sort of looking at making our website with our communications team. And it just got me really excited for the event.
Yeah, so no strongman this year, unfortunately. So in a very egotistical kind of fashion, I don't get to defend my title.
No dachshund races. No, none of that. Yeah,
I was just wanting to ask about the dachshund races. That means that you actually have another year, another 12 months, respectively, to train your wiener dog for next year's event. So that's, I suppose, maybe there is an upside, a silver lining in that. So basically, band, two seatings, tickets are available on the website. And I think in all honesty, we can actually say that your participation certainly is going to help us through the remainder of this year. Would that be probably fair to say?
Well, yes, but I do want to say, I think we should talk about the raffle because
oh my
part
goodness.
Of the Kaiser's
yes.
Beer Garden, every admission gets you raffle tickets for some fabulous prizes. And I'll let Aaron talk to them, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about these great prizes that people can win.
What can we win?
So we have a Mosel River condo for 1 week. So it's basically... you get to Germany and you get to stay in an absolutely beautiful setting with some of the region's best wine on the house for 1 week.
And, you know, I actually stayed at that condo.
Oh.
And I can tell you it was phenomenal. It was right on the Mosel. You can within 2 minute bike ride, you can be at tons of different wineries and sampling. And it's just this idyllic little village on the Rhine. And so... I'm hoping I can win that prize because I want to go back.
So the probably even casual observer is going to jump to, wait a minute, is there an expiration date for this?
No, I think it's when we can travel again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good to know. Good to know.
And there's a number of other goodies on here. There's a gift card to Menards. And who doesn't need to work on their house in the middle of a pandemic? A fall wreath, baskets. We have gift baskets that are being put together from our board of directors. So those will be full of surprises. We also have some cognac, some, I guess, cigars for those of you who partake, and some beer and mug packages. But I think the real... prize that people will be fighting over is this condo on the Mosel River.
Yeah.
I mean, getting out of pandemic travel restrictions into a condo under Mosel, I think you can't really beat that.
Oh, I left off the Tracht closet. Gina, you discuss that prize?
So starting in September, the office gets a lot of phone calls from people wanting to know if we know where they can buy Lederhosen or if we rent out Lederhosen because they're going to these parties and they want to come in the full regalia. And so we thought, why not offer people a trip to our Tracht closet? We have a closet where we keep all these costumes and we've collected over the years that people have given to us. And so you can go up and you can peruse through if you're looking for a pair of Lederhosen and find a pair that fits you, that you really like, and all the accessories that go with it, or if you're a female looking for a dirndl. So it's a trip to the closet to pick out your Oktoberfest attire, not just for this year, but for all years to come. You'll have your Tracht.
I'm going to throw myself here under the bus just briefly. Last year, the Oktoberfest was actually the first time in my life that I wore Lederhosen.
Really? Because you wore them really well, Michael.
those were the things that got me through the Steinheben contest.
Oh, no.
But the interesting thing on those Lederhosen was really that they are comfortable to wear the entire day. So perhaps the misconception is that if you're stuck in leather, basically, that it might get warm in there. And it really didn't. It was comfortable to wear all day. So if you have an opportunity to wear something that is truly original, then yeah, then get the trip to our Trachten closet. By the way, dirndls and the way in which we repurpose them for face masks. Do we have any face masks left or are they all gone?
We do have face masks that are coming with, I think it was the first 50 people to buy tickets to the Kaiser's Beer Garden. A mask will be included with their kit. So, and then all the kids' kits come with a mask as well. And so, as Aaron mentioned, it's hard enough to find kids' face masks, but these are really cute design from our Tracht and German-themed face masks. So I'm really excited for the kids to get those.
Perfect. What else do we need to know about the Oktoberfest light, Erin?
Sure. I think one thing we did not mention yet is the times. So our first seating is at 11 a.m. on Sunday, September 20th. And the second, so that's from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And the second seating is from 2:30 to 5 o'clock p.m. And our virtual trivia is the night before from 7 to 8 on the GAI's Facebook page. And the picking up of the take-home kits is the afternoon on Saturday the 19th from 4 to 7. And all those times, if you miss them, are listed on our website.
I would just add that we're really excited to partner with Paul Honor again for this event, who's been our sponsor for the past 3 years when we've held it at the Schmidt Brewery. They've been really creative in what they're contributing. And so it's the authentic Oktoberfest beer will be included, whether you're getting the kit to take home or celebrate here at the Kaiser's Beer Garden. And if you are staying here at the Kaiser's Beer Garden, it comes with one of the large 1 liter dimpled mugs that everybody just loves and asks for every year. So that will be part of the experience of is drinking from the large Paul Honor mug.
And if you want to go back to actually last year's podcast about the Oktoberfest, we had Joe on, who was the regional Paul Honor representative. And he actually talked about the beer that we will also have for this year. And coming from somebody who is a beer snob, meaning I don't drink a lot of beer, that was some of the best beer that I've actually really ever had. That was really easygoing. So if you have an opportunity, once again, to get your hands on this, I would certainly not miss that opportunity. What else do we have going on? Anything that we need to throw in? Of course, other than the classes starting over September 14th, adult classes. Anything on the kids' side of things that we need to share?
I just noticed today when I was pulling into the parking lot that the Kinderstube, the preschool kids, are here. And we do have some open slots still in the Kinderstube preschool. So either at the St. Paul location here at the house, or the carriage house, if you will, and also at their Minneapolis location. It looked like they were having a great time outside on the playground and have implemented social distancing and health guidelines.
And as far as the adult classes are concerned, I would certainly encourage you to check out our episode that preceded this one, where Claudia talks about the opportunities to come either to the house for the morning classes, very limited attendance for obvious reasons, and then afternoon evening classes are done remotely via Zoom. And as somebody who has taught both now in the last quote-unquote trimester that we have at the house, it's quite interesting to see how flawless the online version actually did fall in place and how well this actually worked out. There are upsides to either direction, but the good thing is you now have choices if you want to join us. So there is, I think, a tremendous upside in this. If you feel that the house is the appropriate solution for you, please, of course, contact us at language@gai-mn.org. Or if you want to come to the evening classes that are mediated via Zoom, just do the same. The experience is great either way.
I would like to make a little plug for our podcast listeners to let us know your ideas for upcoming episodes. We have an email address, podcast@gai-mn.org. And we would love to hear feedback from you for ideas going through with either language questions or topics about Germany or anything you want to hear Gunter talk about. If you want to hear my life story, no, just kidding. when Claudia and Katrin are back, let us know. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, that door is always open. Gina, anything other than what we've talked about coming out of your office that is particularly noteworthy going forward? Where should we start?
I'm just up to here with budget and financial concerns. And people on the podcast don't want to hear about that. So,
yeah, maybe not in all glorious details, as I think it's probably too early to start drinking. But again, I think there are very real concerns for any nonprofit organization. I mean, obviously, for-profit organizations already have issues left and right, and the nonprofit organizations fall even more so victim to some of the limitations that otherwise are our bread and butter. So I guess this really gives us the renewed call to, yeah, just join us. The Oktoberfest Light, I mean, yeah, it's not quite going to be the Schmidt Brewery, but nothing right now is quite going to be the Schmidt Brewery. So this is probably really as good as it gets.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
So with that being said, ladies, Erin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Gina, welcome back, and thank you.
Always a pleasure, Michael.
And I hope that we do have an opportunity to actually do this in a better fashion once this pandemic is history and we're all back to normal. Welcoming you back from your trip to the Mosel. That's it. Signing off, hearing you next time again, or seeing you at the Oktoberfest Light at the GI, even better that. Until then, tschüss.